one thing right quick that was in the Torah. And Brother Chad brought it out, pointed it out last night in that Exodus 25 in verse 1 and 2. And it's something that really stuck with me all night. And early this morning, I got up, came to the church. And actually, I came here last night after Torah. It's just the Lord was dealing with me, and I just came in. I was just honest with him. You know, I just poured my heart out to him upstairs last night. It was just amazing. It was incredible. You know, I need him. I need him more now today than ever. Every day I need him. Every day, not just some days. Every day. And it says in that Exodus 25, 1 through 2, it says, "And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering of every man that giveth is willingly with his heart. Ye shall take my offering." Willingly with his heart. And Brother Chair pointed out, you know, it's not an obligation that you have to do something for the Lord. You know, just like coming here this morning willingly singing praises to him. That's he wanted out of our heart. Not just like, oh, hey, I got to come to church this morning. We got to sing. Then Brother Josh got to talk for 30, 45 minutes. We got to listen to that. And, you know, he don't want that. He don't want that as an obligation. He wants it to be willingly. He wants that willing heart. And when we have a willing heart, he would move for us tremendously. Tremendously, he will. So I just wanted to share that this morning because that was, since Brother Chad brought that up, he was dealing with me heavy about that. But we still with the knowledge of the holy. And it's so important to have that knowledge of the holy, you know, not just because of when we get in conversations with people. What about when the adversary himself starts telling you, you know, he deceived the very best that God made himself with a lie, had them believe something that he totally wasn't. And, you know, who are we to think that he can't do that to us? So it's so important that we get the knowledge, not just for ourselves and for other people. Well, you know, of course, for ourselves, that way we can fight him off when he gives us the thoughts. You know, when you're going through something, where's God? Where he's at now? I thought he loved you. I thought he's there with you. But that's when we can quote them scriptures about that omnipresence. He is here with me. He's all powerful, almighty. He's everywhere. So important that we grab hold of this. And I've been enjoying this. This is the third Sunday, and I tell you. I think Pastor Numb be back next Sunday, but I sure hope he's got jet lag to where he said, "Brother Josh, you got to do it one more Sunday for me," because there's so much more about this knowledge of the holy that you can't get enough. I'm serious. I want to keep going. So I really don't wish that on him, but I wouldn't be mad at him if he told me, you know, you got next Sunday also. But the knowledge of the holy, the faithfulness of Elohim, he's so faithful to us, so faithful. He's amazing. I tell you, he's amazing. He is totally amazing, so faithful. It says, "The tempted, the anxious, the fearful, the discouraged may all find new hope and good cheer in the knowledge that our Heavenly Father is faithful." When you're discouraged, when you're fearful, and you got his knowledge, and you know he's faithful, you know that he's faithful, you know he's going to do what he said. He can't tempt you. He might be testing you, but he's not going to tempt you. He's not going to tempt you. It says, "Elohim, being who he is, cannot cease to be what he is, and being what he is, he cannot act out of character with himself. He is at once faithful and immutable. So all his words and acts must be and must remain faithful." And immutable is, I got a couple of slides. I mean, he doesn't change. He's unchangeable. That's what the definition of immutable means. He's unchangeable, changeless. We change. You know, when you get married, you get a couple of years in it, you know. Men, I'm talking to y'all for a little while, because the women don't change. They perfect. Women don't change, so we're not going to pick on the women. The men, you know, My wife had told me a couple times, you're not the same man I married. Not now, though. It's good now. It's good now. Now it's good. I'm back. I'm glad I'm mutable. I'm glad that because God changed me. Yeah. He changed me. You know, there was a time in my life when she was right, because I wasn't the man she married. I did change, and it was not for the good. It was bad. But I'm glad that he didn't make me immutable, that he made me mutable. That way he can get in here and fix me and get me back to the man that he want me to be, the father, the dad, the friend, the brother, the son. You know, I'm so thankful that I'm immutable. That, you know, and she would say, you know, you're not the man that I married 98. No, 99. Ooh, don't tell her I say that. We got to edit that part. 99. Because, you know, I wasn't at one point in time. Like I said, I wasn't. And I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one up in here, men, that the wives probably told that to. But thank God that we are mutable, that he can change us. He's the only immutable one. Numbers 23:19. El is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Had he said, and shall he not do it? Or had he spoken, and shall he not make it good? In Lamentations 3:21-26, it says, this I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of Yahweh's mercies, and that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And we have a few new faces in here. Yahweh is his name. That's what the Hebrews back in the day, that's what they would have known him by. They didn't know him as God. It was Yahweh. God has a name, and his name is Yahweh. And this where I'm getting these scriptures from a Bible that pastor found. And what they did is a King James Version. But what they did is they went back and they restored all the names that like Yeshua, which is Jesus. We know him as Jesus, but his name was Yeshua. He has a name. That would be his name. That's what they knew him by. That's what his dad, his earthly dad, Joseph, his earthly mother, Mary, knew him by. They didn't know him as Jesus. They knew him as Yeshua. So when you see Yahweh or Yeshua or El or Elohim, that's God and Yah and Jesus. Yahweh is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. Yahweh is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of Yahweh. It is good. Listen, verse 25. It is good unto them that wait for him. That takes patience. Waiting takes patience, because we want it now, 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 all the time. And to the soul that seeks him, that seeketh him. The faithfulness of God is true and has been proven many times. We can see that God is faithful and his word is true. The faithfulness of God is true and has been proven many times. And he has proven it many times in my life. Many, many times he has proved his faithfulness. When I didn't think that, I didn't know how I was going to get out the mess that I was in. He was faithful to me. He led me. He was there beside me. He had his hand over my life, and I thank him for it. Every day I thank him for it. He's so amazing. Many times he's proven that to me. Elohim cannot lie, nor can he break an unconditional promise that he says he will fulfill. Every covenant he made is kept. Everyone. And you can go through the whole Bible and you can study out covenants, and you'll see that he kept every last one. He did not change. If he said it, he did it. Testimony after testimony, which we can sit here and everybody has a testimony here. We can go on for the hour of the testimonies of Elohim's faithfulness is certainly found throughout the Bible and is still given in testimonies by people today. Faithfulness of Elohim, the promises. Elohim is so faithful that anyone who seeks him can find him. Faith is a gift, but even a gift must be open to be enjoyed. As we implement our faith, we begin to realize more and more about Elohim's faithfulness to us. In 1 Corinthians 1, 4 through 9, 1 Corinthians 1, 4 through 9, I thank my Elohim always on your behalf for the grace of Elohim which is given you by Yeshua Messiah, that in everything ye are enriched by him, in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Messiah was confirmed in you, so that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Master Yeshua Messiah, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Master Yeshua Messiah. Elohim is faithful, by whom we are called unto the fellowship of his Son, Yeshua Messiah, our Master. 1 Corinthians 10:13, there had no temptation taken you but such as in common to man. But Elohim is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. So if you being tempted and he's allowing it to happen, we got to know the knowledge that he is going to make a way to see us through it. Because he says it in his word. And that's a covenant. That's a promise. And he can't. He's not mutable to change this. If he said it, he's going to do it. So we got to take courage and know that when we going through something, something ain't going right. We got an ache and bad report from this doctor or some bills collectors calling, which is probably our fault most of the time with the bills collectors. But we got to know that he's able to see us through it. He's going to make a way, always. He's faithful to do it. He's faithful. 2 Thessalonians 3:1-3, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Master may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith, but the Master is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. Our Elohim is a faithful Elohim, and there is no other that can do all he can do and has done. There I go, stand there, Brother Chad again. I got to look over here. 1 John 1-9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But we got to confess them. We got to tell him, Lord, I'm sorry, forgive me. Forgive me for what I've done. And he's faithful to forgive our sins. And to cleanse us, not from some unrighteousness, from all unrighteousness. Faithfulness is that in Elohim which guarantees that he will be or act inconsistent with himself. Faithfulness is that in Elohim which guarantees that he will, that probably should be, will not be. Yeah, I probably, that's my typing, I'm sorry. Or act inconsistent with himself. Yeah, because I don't think he's going to be inconsistent. I doubt it very seriously. Everything Elohim says or does must be in accord with his faithfulness. He will always true to himself, to his works, and to his creation. He will always be true to himself, to his works, and to his creation. Yeah, we're going to get it right one day. Elohim imitates nobody. He is never forced to act out of character. Nothing can force Elohim to act otherwise than faithfully to us. No person, no circumstances, nothing. Nothing can force him to act out of character. There ain't a devil in hell that can do it, as the old time preachers would say. 1 Thessalonians 5:18-24. I'm having too much fun up here. I'm telling you. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of Yahweh and Messiah Yeshua concerning you. In everything, give thanks. When I'm feeling not so well, when I feel like I'm, oh, man, I'm struggling. I don't know which way to turn. I turn to the right, I hit a wall. I turn to the left, I hit a wall. But no matter what, in everything, give thanks to Yahweh. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things and hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very Elohim of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Master Yeshua Messiah. I got to read it again. And the very Elohim of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Master Yeshua Messiah. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Immutable. Psalms 89, 1 through 8. I will sing of the mercies of Yahweh forever. And with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. You know, that's what we did this morning. We sing of his mercies and his faithfulness. You know every detail of my life. Wherever I go, you find me. You're faithful to me. You know every detail of my life. You knew it before the foundations of the world. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shall thou establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen, and I have sworn unto David my servant. Thy seed will I establish forever, and build up thy throne to all generations. Salah. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Yahweh, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the faints. Thy heavens shall praise of thy wonders. You know, when we were singing, holy, holy, I just remember that scripture that it says that the angels are constantly in heaven saying that, constantly telling them, holy, 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 holy. And we get to come here this morning and just join in with them and just let him know, holy, holy, you're so holy. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Yahweh, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heaven can be compared unto Yahweh? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto Yahweh? No one. I can answer that for y'all. El is greatly to be feared. Not feared to where we scared. He's talking about fear is in that reverence fear. To all honor and glory to him. There's not the fear that you got to be scared. The saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. O Yahweh, Elohim of hosts, who is a strong Yah like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? If I can imagine someone who can influence Elohim strongly to change his mind or compel him to do anything that he hadn't planned to do, or be anything that he isn't, that I'm thinking of one greater than Elohim, which is obvious nonsense. That's a good word for it. Nonsense if you believe that. If you believe that you can, that someone that can influence him to change his mind. He's immutable. Who can be greater than the greatest? Higher than the highest? Or mightier than the mightiest? You know, we are sports fans, you know, we got our favorite little, of course, mine is Joe Montana, because I'm a 49ers fan. To me, that's the greatest. Now they label them as, they call it the GOAT, the greatest of all time. You know, some of these other little youngsters think it's Tom Brady, or I ain't going to say Drew Brees, Sister Dawn. But the word tells me who can be greater than the greatest. He's my GOAT. He's the greatest of all time in capital letters. Not capital G and little O-A-T. We're going to cap all that. He's the GOAT. Higher than the highest or mightier than the mightiest. Job 33, 1 through 12. Job tells us. I love Job. I love Job. Job speaks right about him. If that's anybody that I want to kind of follow, I want to follow Job because Job spoke right. Wherefore, Job, I pray thee, hear my speeches and hearken to all my words. Behold, now I have opened my mouth. My tongue has spoken in my mouth. My word shall be of the uprightness of my heart, and my lips shall utter knowledge clearly. The spirit of El had made me, and the breath of the Almighty had given me life. The spirit of El had made me, and the breath of the Almighty had given me life. I thank him this morning. As soon as my eyes open, I thank you for the breath that's in me, allowing me to come here today and to do what you called me to do what you ordained me to do. It's you that's given me breath, and I thank him for it. Every day I thank him for the breath. If thou canst answer me, set thy words in order before me. Stand up. Behold, I am according to thy wish in El's stead. I also am formed out of the clay. Behold, my terror shall not make thee afraid, neither shall my hand be heavy upon thee. Surely thou hast spoken in my hearing, and I have heard the voice of thy words, saying, I am clean without transgression. I am innocent, neither is there iniquity in me. And that's what he tells us when we ask him for forgiveness. Surely, he says, surely, you can hear it, that I am clean without transgressions. I am innocent, neither is there iniquity in me. Behold, he findeth occasions against me. He counted me for his enemy. He putteth my feet in stocks. He marked all my paths. Job went through some stuff. Job lost everything. We lose a vehicle. That's probably the biggest thing that came to my mind. The smallest thing to him. And we get bent out of shape. And Job lost everything. Everything. His wife wanted him to curse God. His wife. The one he gave him. That he gave to him. He said, he's putting my feet in stocks, and he marked all my paths. Behold, in this thou art not just, I will answer thee that Elo is greater than man. The faithfulness of Elohim guarantees that he will never cease to be who and what he is, just as his immutability guarantees that. Sometimes I gotta break it down. Immutability. Immutable, unchangeable, changeless. Elohim's immutability. The immutability of Elohim is an attribute that he is unchanging, in his character, will, and covenant promises. Malachi 3:6. For I am Yahweh, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. For I am Yahweh, I change not. Hebrews 6:17 through 20. Wherein Elohim willingly, more abundantly, to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. Confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for Elohim to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, in which entereth into that within the veil, whether the forerunner is for us entered, even Yeshua, made as an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. In Hebrews 13, 5 through 8, it says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may bodily say, Yahweh is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. He will never leave us nor forsake us. What can man do unto us? Nothing. Maybe hurt our feelings a little bit. That's about it. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of Elohim, whose fate follow, considering the end of their conversation. Yeshua, Messiah, the same yesterday and today and forever. James 1, 5 and 6, and James 1, 12 through 17. James 1, 5 and 6, and James 1, 12 through 17. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of Elohim, that give it to all men liberally, and upbraid it not, and it shall be given him. If you lack wisdom, if you lack knowledge, all we got to do is ask. Ask of Elohim, his word says, and give it to some men. No, all. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. 12 through 17. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which Yahweh had promised to them that love him. Blessed is the man that endureth. We got to push on, keep going, keep going on. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life. That's our hope, to receive that crown of life, which Yahweh had promised to them that love him. That's a promise. We promise a lot of things. We sometimes fail. Our promises don't stick. But Yahweh, when he's immutable, if he said it, if he promised it, if he made a covenant, he's going to do it, which Yahweh had promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of Elohim. For Elohim cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away from his own lust and enticed. That's when we get ourselves in trouble, when we're drawn away from his presence. When we think, oh, I can do it, I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it, and he steps back. When he steps back, that's when we find ourselves in trouble. That's when we get tempted and drawn away from away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust had conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom no variableness, neither shadow of turning. He doesn't sway left to right. He doesn't get shaky or move. He's firm and steady. Elohim sovereignty. We rolling. To say that Elohim is sovereign is to say that he is supreme over all things, and there is no one above him, that he is absolutely Lord over creation. You know, we was in Dallas with Bella, and we was in the room. We got to the room a little early the first day, so we had some time to kill. And the women, I was in the room with six women, so you could imagine how that was going. But while they was in the mirror, fixing, you know, getting dudeed up a little bit to go out on the town, I couldn't get dudeed up because I didn't have a spot to the mirror where I could have got dudeed up. I couldn't fix my hair and do none of that with what they was doing. So I put the TV on. So I said, well, the next best thing, let me watch TV. Boom. Put the TV on. I'm laying in the bed. And either there's a movie coming out or it's just a show, like a series that they come put on TV. And it said, the Pope, the greatest, the most powerful man in the world. And I said, are you serious? I'm thinking this to myself. Are you serious? The Pope, the most powerful man in the world? Is he supreme over all things? Is he above him? Is he absolute Lord over creation? Not what the Bible tells me. There's only one that created heaven and earth. So how can the Pope, the most powerful man? People say some crazy stuff, I tell you. And that's when you get yourself in trouble, too, when you say crazy stuff and you go to publish something like that. The most powerful man in the world. Yeah, right. It is to say that his lordship over creation means that there is nothing out of his control. Nothing that Elohim hasn't foreseen and planned. The Pope can't foresee and plan nothing that's out of his control. The sovereignty of Elohim represents the ability to exercise his holy will or supremacy. The Most High, Lord of heaven and earth, has the unlimited power to do what he has resolved. Unlimited power. And that's the God I get to serve today. That's the one that I get to tell him how much I love him and appreciate him. And that's the one that has all this power that wants me, little bitty old me, just an ant here on earth, that want to spend time with me. That's amazing. The one that has unlimited power that wants that. That want that intimacy time with each other. Isaiah 46, 9 through 10. Remember the former things of old. For I am El, and there is no one else. I am Elohim, and there is none like me. None. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. All my pleasure. Deuteronomy 4, 39 through 40. Know therefore this day, and consider it in thine heart, that Yahweh is Elohim in heaven above and upon the earth beneath. There is none else. Somebody should have read that to that guy who wrote that script about the Pope. Know therefore this day, consider it in thine heart, that Yahweh is Elohim in heaven above and upon the earth, and there is none else. Thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee. That's why I want to keep his statutes, for my kids after me. Not just for me, it's about them. Training them up in the way that they need to go, that way they don't veer from his path. And that thou mayest prolong the days upon the earth. Thy days, which Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee forever. I'm going to say it again. The Pope can't prolong no days, but Yahweh could. Job 12, 9 through 10, and Job 12, 16 through 25. I only got a few more. Who knoweth not in all these that the hand of Yahweh had wrought this? In whose hand is the soul of every living thing and the breath of all mankind? In whose hand? I don't know if I put this scripture in here or not, but it says something, I can't remember, I was reading this morning, I can't remember what was that though, but the king's heart is like water in his hand. He guided where it needs to go. I might have put it in here, I don't know. With him is strength and wisdom that deceive, and the deceiver are his. He leadeth counselors away spoil, and maketh the judges fools. He looseth the bonds of kings, and girded their loins with a girdle. He leadeth princes away spoiled, and overthrew the mighty. He removeth away the speech of the trusty, and taketh away the understanding of the age. He poured contempt upon princes, and weakened the strength of the mighty. He, everything is he. He did it. He does it. He removes. He pours. He leadeth. He discovereth deep things out of the darkness, and bringeth out to light the shadow of death. He increaseth the nations and destroyeth them. He enlarged the nations and straightened them again. He enlarged the nations and straightened them again after he destroys them. He taketh away the heart of the chief of the people of the earth, and causeth them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. They grope in the dark without light, and he maketh them to stagger like a drunken man. Jeremiah 18:1-6. Wow, I had more than what I thought. In the word which came to Jeremiah from Yahweh, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was married in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, said Yahweh. Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. I'm so glad that's so powerful. I'm so glad that when I was on that wheel, and he made me the first time, and then, you know, it was good. He called it good. But then, you know, you hit some bumps in the road, and you tend to turn into this other clay. But then he says, and the vessel that was made of clay was married in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel. I'm so thankful that he made it to this vessel that I am right now, standing here speaking to you. Only him could do that. Only God can do that. Only Yahweh. Divine sovereignty signifies that Elohim is the one who sits on the throne of the universe. He is Elohim in name as well as in all things, directing all things, and who works out everything with the purpose of his will. Isaiah 40:22, it is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretched out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. Colossians 1:16-17, for by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether there may be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. All things, not some things, on the heaven that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, he created them. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. He is before all things. He was there from the very beginning. Nobody created Yahweh. He was always there. Ephesians 1:11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated. Predestined? according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Proverbs 21:1, the king, oh, there it is. The king's heart is in the hand of Yahweh as the rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever he will. There is absolutely nothing that happens in the universe that is outside of Elohim's influence and authority. Nothing can happen to us that he doesn't approve of, or he doesn't. Just like Job, remember? It was his influence and authority. Hey, you ever Satan going around seeking whom he may devour? Hey, you ever thought of my servant Job? Upright man. Go ahead, go mess with him. I dare you. Outside of Elohim's influence and authority, absolutely nothing that happens in the universe. And last one. Sovereignty of Elohim, his absolute right to do all things according to his pleasure. He's got the absolute right to do all things according to his pleasure. He's so good to us. I tell you, this knowledge is incredible. I mean, this is so important. Again, so important that we grab hold of this. And I mean, to, like I said, you don't, it's not just when we're having conversation with people that we can share this knowledge of him, but most definitely when that adversary comes and try to lie to us, because that's what he does. He's a manipulator. He lies to you, tells you you're not worth it, and God tells you you are. He tells you that nobody loves you. But if you feel that nobody loves you, guess what? Yahweh loves you. He loves you. You matter to him. You're important to him. But that's the kind of lies that the devil tell you, you know, that you're not worth it and that he doesn't care about you. But he does. He's there with you every step of the way. We just have to surrender everything to him, everything, and he'll be there for us. I'm telling you, he'll be there for us. I know for a fact because it happened in my life. He was there for me when I wasn't there for myself. He loved me when I didn't love myself. And he's amazing, so amazing. You know, it's how do we turn our back on somebody like that? How? It's just, I don't know how, you know, but it happens. It happens because we believe a lie. But when we grab hold of this knowledge, I tell you what, it's amazing. And I just love him and appreciate him for everything that he's doing in our lives. Amen. Oh, wow. That went quick.